It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast.
Tom and Loggy.
Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
Now, what do you leave out for Santa?
Normally, it would be cookies.
Okay.
And a beer.
Right, cookies and a beer and and some carrot sort of arrangement
yes.
for the reindeer.
And water. Big bucket of water and some carrots.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
Okay, so I think that's pretty standard. That's that is very similar to what we leave out, cookies, beer and carrots and water.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I've found this. Now, the numbers are a little out of date, but I'm about to hit you with a heap of numbers.
Yes.
So just stay with me.
All right.
And don't interrupt.
Okay.
Because you muddy the waters.
That. I know, I'm
no,
sorry.
I would do the same. I would do the same to you.
So okay.
I would expect you to tell me the same, right? But we need to be able to follow along because I'm about to tell you how much Santa's going to drink tomorrow night.
Oh, God. Okay. Liquids. Right. Sorry, I interrupted.
So if you work on a theory of about 25 million people in Australia, right? It's probably a little bit low because the figures are a little bit out of date. But say about 25 million people in Australia, that means there's about 6.7 million families.
Okay. Right?
Take out those without children, there's about 4 million families with children in Australia.
Yep.
Right? They might leave beer out. For Santa, right? Then you take about 1 million out for religions that don't get involved with alcohol and just people that don't get involved with alcohol as well.
Yep.
So all of a sudden we're down to, it works out to about 4.08% of the population that you would take out for no alcohol.
Okay.
So we're at this point, we're out at about just 3.5 mil, close to 4 mil still, right, of families that could leave a beer out for Santa.
Yep.
Right? So let's assume 40% of families don't leave anything out for Santa or wouldn't or couldn't leave a beer out.
Mm-hmm.
That leaves us with about 2.3 mil families.
Yeah.
Right? 2.3 million families that would leave a beer out in Australia. Now, if you assume that each average household leaves out a typical cheap beer, it's about 1.2 standard drinks. Obviously not in my house.
Yeah.
Santa would drink on average about 3/4 of it.
Yeah.
Before he
just like a
heads
few
off.
Sips and then, yeah.
So let's say 0.9 standard drinks per household.
Okay.
With the total for the night of 2.108 million standard drinks. Let's have a look at the blood alcohol on
that. Okay.
According to NORAD, Santa weighs 260 pounds or about 118 kilos.
Wow, yes.
Yeah. If he consumed all the beers at the same time, his blood alcohol would be 26,298.798.
Well, that's over, isn't it?
It's a fair bit over
0.05. Yeah.
His blood alcohol would return to normal after 1,753,253 hours or 200 years.
Oh, my God.
So he would sober up in 200 years. But hang on. That doesn't make any sense, Tom, because Australia has different time zones. So he wouldn't be downing 2 million beers in one go, would he?
No. He'd be spreading it out.
He gets a bit of a break between the East Coast and West Coast, which should help him a little bit. Just pace himself, you know? So his schedule would be as follows. New South Wales, Tasmania, Victoria, ACT, Queensland, which has about 82% of the population of Australia.
Yeah.
Right. Then he hits SA and NT, which has 8% of the population.
Yeah.
And then he hits WA, which has just over 10% of the population. Right?
So he starts big.
Yeah. So that's right. So the first hour and a half, Santa would visit just shy of 90% of the population and down 1,887,043 standard drinks, which would give him a blood alcohol of 23,537.418%. He'd then get an hour and a half to sober up before he hits WA and down another 221,385 standard drinks. So by the time he's delivering presents to WA, his blood alcohol would have dropped by 0.025.
Oh, my God. Well, see, this is why the reindeers are in charge, right?
Absolutely. They do the steering.
Yeah.
He would be down at 23,537.393. Drinking the remaining beers, he would hit a blood alcohol of 26,298.759, which would still take him 200 years to get out of his system.
How does he find the chimneys and deliver the presents unbroken? I mean, that's magic.
Well, how's this? So because your blood alcohol if you have blood alcohol over 50, that means you've got more alcohol than blood in your bloodstream.
Oh, of course.
He is obviously magic. Right?
I'm sure that's what he tells people.
So he's got he's got this innate ability to be incredibly piss fit.
Yes.
All right, I'll admit it, guys. I am Santa.
Okay.
And if I'm not, then I'm putting my hand up to be next in line.
Okay.
I could do that.
I know you could.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
It's time for lyrical headlines. Headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da.
A pro, like he's done it before. Welcome.
Louis Zaka. Hello. Mate,
hello. Good morning. Yeah, I have done it before. Every time with Adam. And the last couple of weeks with Beck as well.
Oh,
I do it at home.
Yeah. Oh, okay. You play along.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, no, nice. I like it.
Big time listener.
It's wonderful to have you in here for the last instalment.
Oh, it's good to be here.
Yeah.
Festive as tinsel hanging down. And
we're a little bit festive. I mean, we're kind of over it, but we're not.
Hey, I've dressed up. I've got my ugly sweater, Blackman's t-shirt on.
Are you going to wash that before you wear it Christmas Day?
Well, I'm wearing it today so I can wash it tomorrow. And then
super fresh.
Right. Check out me baubles.
No, thanks.
I've brought into the studio here. Now, Louis, you'll be familiar with the rules, but for anybody who hasn't heard Lyrical Headlines before, you're going to read some lyrics like you do in your day job as if they are a news bulletin.
Mm.
Now, Loggy and I will need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the other person gets a free run at it with extra lyrics. Our names are our buzzers. Tom!
Loggy!
Best of three arrangement. Is everybody ready to play Lyrical Headlines?
Yes.
I think we are. Let's do it.
You?
Well, I was going to say, you didn't ask about the theme.
Oh!
Thank you.
Is there a thing?
Is it?
Well, I found out not too long ago that I was doing this. I'm like, oh no, let's have a look in Beck's CD player.
Okay.
So I grabbed some of Beck's favourite songs.
Oh my God.
Hit list.
I think last time we played one of Beck's favourite songs as a theme, none of us got any of them.
But that's fine. the playlist that you grab these from, it's not Beck's After Dark.
No. No.
Her holiday mix.
her adult time mix. All right. Let's go. Everybody, let's play question number one, Lyrical Headlines.
Good morning, Louis Zaka with K-Rock News. Where are those happy days? They seem so far hard to find.
Oh.
I try to reach for you, but you have closed your mind. Whatever happened to our love? I wish I understood. It used to be so nice. It used to be so good. So when you're near me, darling, can't you hear me? SOS.
The love. Oh, who are you paying that to?
Can we go to the tape? I think Tom just.
Yes. Is it ABBA SOS?
It is.
Fun song, strong start.
That's a very strong start.
Okay.
I was just straight to the first lyric. I was like, you too, like, this is a banger.
Yeah,
what
yeah.
All right.
All right, here we go. This is fun. All right, question number two, Lyrical Headlines.
Louis Zaka with the K-Rock News Headlines. You're beautiful, and that's for sure. You'll never ever fade. You're lovely, but it's not for sure, and I won't ever change. And though my love is rare, and though my love is true, I'm like a bird. I only fly...
Oh, damn it!
Nelly Furtado, I'm like a bird.
Correct.
I'm like a bird. Whatever happened to Nelly Furtado? She was great. Listens to some
rippin' shit. She's great. Okay, all right, I enjoyed that one. Okay, that's a point apiece.
This is stressful, Louis. I'm feeling the pressure.
It's the final Lyrical Headlines for the year. Just so that for the record, on Tuesdays we play Guess the Year and you won the final Guess the Year for the year.
I did.
So no pressure, Tom, but you don't want to go into the festive period as a loser, that's for sure. Here we go. Question number three.
Louis Zaka, taking a look at your K-Rock trending topics. Ooh, my little pretty one.
It's My Sharona by The Knack.
Correct.
Yeah, baby.
Well done. To be fair, anything that's 1,000 years old is definitely in your wheelhouse, Loggy.
It is in my wheelhouse.
You got that on vinyl.
Yeah.
Amazing. Well done to you. Winner
Thank
sound
you.
Effect.
Yeah. Do you want to do the last song just because it's the last one of the year?
Yeah, all right. Have we got time? Yeah, we've got time. Have you got time? Louis, yeah. You don't have to duck off and do anything?
No.
All right, well, let's wrap this up. Let's go back. Okay, question number four. This is for a bit of pride for me.
Good morning, Louis Zacher, taking a look at your K-Rock news. Now, put your hands up. Up in the club, we just broke up. I'm doing my own little thing. Decided.
Moggy. Is it Jason Derulo riding solo?
Incorrect.
Damn.
I'll have some more.
Yeah.
Would you like some
more? Yeah, please, thank you.
Decided to dip, and now you want a trip, because another brother noticed me. I'm up on him, he up on me. Don't pay him any attention. Just cried my tears for 3 good years.
Single ladies, Beyonce. Yeah.
Correct.
Yay, I got one.
Yay. You got two. So technically it's a draw.
Everyone's a winner. Thanks, Louis. Let's do that again next year. Lyrical Headlines hopefully will return.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Now, you have asked a very valid question. It's got me thinking. I can't answer it for you, though.
Well, I want to know if people still leave out the six-pack of beers for the rubbish man that comes past with the rubbish truck.
Yeah, rubbish person.
Rubbish, sorry, yeah.
We're all trying, mate. Sorry. We're all trying.
So if... because I... If a lot of people do that, then they're going to end up with a lot of beer.
That's a lot of beer. And not most of the truck is the big hole in the back.
Yeah.
How are you going to fit all that beer inside?
In the front.
Yeah.
So do you get to a point where you do have to just chuck it in the back and hope for the best?
Yeah. Yeah.
Also, like, it's not like when you complain about your food, is it? So I'm trying to make a good impression in our new area. You know how I've felt about neighbours and kind of neighbourly love in the past.
Yeah.
I'm trying to turn over a new leaf and be quite neighbourly in this new area that we live in.
Yeah.
And I don't want to get off on the wrong foot or whatever. So I don't want to insult our rubbish collector person. But he can't spit in me food. Like, it's not like, what's he going to do, spit in me
bin? You're doing a nice thing just to be a nice person, not to receive something in return.
Okay.
So we're not sure whether it actually still happens or not.
Yeah. Matt in Cario. Does this still happen, do you reckon, around Geelong?
Yeah, most definitely. Every year I go out with a couple of soft drinks, a couple of water and a couple of either turkeys or Jack Daniels.
Yeah.
And, yeah, give them the garbos every year.
Oh, you're beautiful, Matt. And they're quite happy to take it.
Yeah. and I'm not the only one. They've always got stuff in their cab at Christmas time, which is good.
Yeah, that is good.
They do good service, so...
Yeah. The trade-off for them, though, is you're out there in your dressing gown and it's wide open at the front, you know what I mean, blowing in the breeze.
I can see your prawn then.
That's not the only rotten prawn they're dealing with this time of year.
Well, Brett from Drysdale is actually a garbo, so do you see a few rotten prawns in your time, Brett, around Christmas?
Yeah, every now and again.
What's the go, mate? How prevalent is it?
Yeah, no, it's pretty full on. It's, so far this year, I think I've got about 2 slabs up so far.
Yeah,
really?
Nice.
Okay, so it's still a thing.
Okay.
It is.
And so it's progressive over the weeks of December, is it? Because I thought everyone would be doing it on, you know, the one day at the just before Christmas.
Yeah, no, it's still... For me, it started last week, about Monday. So,
Okay, so what do you get, Brett?
So far, I've got about half a stub of Coronas, half a stub of Carlton Dry, and it's just all random, pretty much red wine, there's all sorts.
Wow, okay.
Okay, so you're misinterpreting.
Lots of the chocolates as well.
Because they're trying to insult you by giving you some awful beer.
K-Rock.